Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, July 12, 2016. Israel groups invade West Bank communities, destroy property and kidnap a number of civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Several Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers invaded on Tuesday morning Anata town northwest of occupied East Jerusalem and demolished shed, a farm, a car repair facility and several walls, in addition to closing agricultural roads. The army imposed a strict siege on the entire area after declaring it a closed military zone and prevented the residents from entering or leaving it. In Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military continued its siege and invasions of homes for the 20th consecutive day and kidnapped at least six Palestinians in addition to occupying rooftops and confiscating surveillance tapes. Furthermore, the soldiers invaded the northern West Bank districts of Qalqilia, Nablus and Jenin, searching homes and kidnapped 10 Palestinians. In related news, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday afternoon a non-violent Palestinian activist after stopping him at a military roadblock west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The Palestinian is also a former political detainee. The soldiers stopped Hassan Karaja, 35, at a military roadblock near Beit Ur al-Foka village west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped him. Karaja was first kidnapped by the army on January 23, 2013 and was released on October 19, 2014. He is known for his social and civil society activities in Palestine and various Arab countries. Elsewhere, groups of extremist Israeli settlers led by a radical rabbi, Yehuda Glick, heavily guarded by Israeli special forces, broke into the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque early on Tuesday. About 30 Israeli settlers stormed the mosque from Al-Mughrabi Gate, while the Israeli forces heavily deployed to guard them. Al-Aqsa Mosque witnesses almost daily invasions and violations by Israeli settlers and extremists amid tight restrictions imposed on the Palestinian worshippers. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, July 12, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mario and me, Bassam Badnoura.